Welcome to the Lucid As podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths. Greetings, my dear friends. I just wanted to offer a little bit of mumbling and bumbling around. This morning has been a slow start for me. I have spent some time, instead of getting on with my day, just lying in bed. And that's unusual for me. I'm definitely more of a get up and go morning person. But I've had some thoughts in my head and some feelings in my chest that are wanting to be explored. So I thought I'd explore them with you. I'm finding a new way of being and sharing, and it's definitely authentic. And through that authenticity, I'm hoping to not only build stronger connections in my life, but to offer what I am truly here to offer instead of what I think I should offer. And the reason I say that, because I'll share one of my insecurities, and that is that I'm not like other people, which if you know me, that's so true. But there are so many podcasts out there, and they're so beautiful. And I listen to many, and they're all very helpful. And I've realized many of the ones I listen to, I'm nothing like. And so I think, well, but if I like to listen to that, and that's not like me, then who would want to listen to me? And of course, if we always had strawberries and cream, then who would want them, right? So I'm hoping somebody out there likes blackberries and maple syrup, whatever. So today, what's in my chest and the words in my mind are a feeling of not expressing myself as I am and where I am. And this is coming from me, meaning I'm preventing myself from doing that. And I would like to say the three words that are coming up for me today are authenticity, focus, and meditation. And what I'm realizing is that I need to focus, that this year for me will be a year of focus. And I'm not sure I even understand what I mean by that, but that is the word that resonates. And that's the message I get, is you need to focus. This is a year of focus for you. And when I think about focusing on the rape trial in August, that's all fine and well, but that's not truly it, that there's something else I need to focus on, or there's more. There's probably multiple pieces of my life that need my focus right now, which leads me to authenticity. I have found that when I'm in my authenticity, that is where the power, the magic, the change, the transformation happens. So, which brings me to meditation. In my meditation, I get to states where I can determine or feel, I don't know how to describe it, sort of the truth of what the energy is, the truth of what is happening. So recently in a meditation, I realized that I was forcing my energy to be in a certain way so that I could tell myself I was in a certain place and could move forward in my life. But in my meditation, I realized that it was false, that that wasn't authentic, that I was forcing myself to be in an energy because I wanted to be in that place in life and move forward. But that when I removed the forcing and actually went with the authenticity of the body's energy, First of all, it's an amazing experience because there's suddenly just a rush of, I would call it power, because energy is so powerful. It's this rush of energy, this rush of power through the body, through the mind, through the being, as all the tension and forcing and all the stuff are released, and you just are who you are, where you are, how you are. And in that moment, there was also a good bit of disappointment because I realized I'm not where I wish I was. I'm not who I wish I was. But that is so false. And again, I go back to what I've said before. The universe is an energetic universe. It knows when you're lying, both to yourself and to others. And I realized that probably the last week, maybe the last couple of weeks, I have been trying to force myself to be in a different space because I thought it was better, because I thought it meant I was healed, because I thought it meant I was moving in the direction of my dreams. So there was disappointment in that moment, even as there was this great rush of power and flow of energy. And, you know, it was almost like I had the universe sort of smiling down on me saying, hey girl, I see you. Like, I got you. You can't lie to me, and I don't need you to lie to me. Just need you to be you. You know, I just need you to be you. And that means you're in this space that's hard for a little longer. It means you're in this space that's hard for a little longer. And the timing of that isn't important to the universe. It's like, girl, we got forever. Like, where are you going? Like, we got forever together. You know, just hang with me. Or there's so much good stuff here. But I really want to be somewhere else. So authenticity. I just want to talk for a moment about that because I know I have misunderstood it, and I think maybe it's been portrayed differently than I understand it through meditation. So my authenticity is whatever is true in the moment. Whatever is, then that's just period. Like, that's just, let's just put a period there. Whatever is energetically true in the moment, not what I think, although our thoughts are energy and they very much are part of it. But my thoughts can kind of skew what's actually going on. I understand more about the truth of my energy through meditation, which is much more of a feeling what's going on, meditation. So authenticity is however you are, wherever you are in this moment, not just being it, but there's definitely a need of awareness of it. And that's where I feel my meditation practice comes in, is when I can feel my body, feel the energy, and be like, oh, this is the energy that I am in this moment. And being aware of and with myself energetically allows me then, it just happens. I don't have any explanation at all. But that's where the change and transformation happens, because that's when I'm standing within as the universe, as myself, in the power of energetic becoming. Whatever, I don't even know what more to say there. So when I'm in that place of authenticity, my own energetic authenticity, from there I can focus. First of all, I actually have the clarity of mind to focus. And two, I can understand that I go, okay, this is the authenticity of me in this moment. And my focus is leading me over there, but from here to there is too far. I can't get from here to there. So when I look at the year ahead of me and the things that I know need to happen, I can't actually get to any of them right now, because authentically, I'm not capable of getting there. Energetically, I'm not yet capable of getting there. So how do I authentically get from here to there? Well, that's kind of the tricky thing, where I go, well, if I'm being authentic right now, my energy is not in a place where I can get to the next. My focus is drawing me. So then the question I ask myself is, well, then what can I do? What can I do with the energy I am right now, with the truth I am right now? And generally it comes down to learning from this energy. Oftentimes it's as simple as being with this energy. Just be with it. and it begins to change. A recent message I got in one of my yoga classes just from myself was, you know, you don't need to fight anymore. You don't need to fight yourself. You don't need to fight the world. You know, you don't need to fight other people. There's no fight. There's no one out there to fight. So I've been thinking about this array of armor and shields and weaponry I've amassed over 5 decades. And considering sort of what to do with it in a way that I'd like to make something, as strange as this sounds, the thought of just like dropping it all doesn't energetically, authentically interest me. It kind of feels strange. I think in a way I would rather create something beautiful out of what I amassed. It feels very respectful for the woman I have been and all that I've been through. So I think of this, the imagery in my mind that sort of portrays the energy of the body is, imagine all this beautiful weaponry, these shields and lances and knives and swords and all the great armors of the world, all the violence. And I'm going to take this, all this that I've amassed, and I'm going to make a beautiful offering. I'm going to make a beautiful offering. And I'm going to lay it all out and let myself see all the times that I did protect myself, the times that I did fight back, and the times that it was needed and necessary, and respect and honor myself for those times. And then also see the times that I overreacted. At times when I hurt someone else, the times when it just all went wrong, we hurt each other. So authentically, energetically right now, I would say that's where I am. I'm in a place of reassembling my armor, my shields, my weaponry. And reassembling it in such a way that it's beautiful and respectful. Word forgiveness comes to mind in a way that both offers forgiveness and seeks forgiveness. It feels very vulnerable when I energetically think about standing without all of that. Maybe that's why I keep it here. I want to make a beautiful display, so to speak. Offering of it, but I am wise enough to know that life continues, and I know how to grab a shield and protect myself. I know how to grab a lance and say, get back, don't touch me, you're not welcome here. So I'm not just getting rid of all of it, but neither do I need to stand armored up all day, every day. So that's what I wanted to share. I feel like that's enough. I wanted to keep this really short and hopefully something in this process. Again, I just am speaking this with my eyes closed in my bed. Hopefully something in this process helps you find your process, helps you find your process where you can drop in to the energetic authenticity of you in this moment. And from there, you can look forward to whatever goals and dreams and aspirations you have. And although they may be a long ways away, you can ask yourself, what can I do? What can I do to get from here to the next step? Just one step toward those dreams and aspirations and goals. But do it from the place where you are, from who you are, from how you are right now. And know that that is the power. That is the flood of energy moving through you as you, becoming you, becoming you, becoming you. So that's my gift, my authentic gift for this day, my offering, my love. Just so much gratitude for all of you out there doing this very, very simple, yet very, very deep and necessary work. And I just feel such honor to share the journey with you. I may or may not know you, but it's so strange. I feel you. And I hope you feel me and know my love and appreciation for you. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidess podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.